Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Sheila and I am a missionary at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of John. This is John 21, verses 1 through 14. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat and you will find something." So they cast it and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. There's so much that we could say and so much to pray with in this passage, because it is so richly detailed in describing, down to the number of fish, the details of this interaction between Jesus and his disciples. One of the things that stands out to me is the fact that Jesus addresses them as children. That's not a typical term that we see Jesus using elsewhere to address his disciples. We don't know if he did, but it stands out here and to me seems to communicate something of tenderness, of just an affection for them as he's meeting them where they are, as he's going to this place where they have returned to fishing, which at least for Peter and John and James was what they knew how to do. They're kind of going back to their roots and Jesus is coming to them. He's meeting them and he's the one reaching out to them, inquiring how they are doing. Have you caught anything to eat? Which is such a beautiful expression of the heart of Jesus for us as he comes out to meet us, even when we are behaving as children, for better or for worse. He's coming into our circumstances and he is the one initiating with this overflowing heart of love. He's not coming as the Savior in glory on the cloud saying, "Worship me and adore me," even though he is worthy of worship and adoration, but he's coming to meet us just as he came to meet them in our circumstances. And I think that's a great question for us to ponder today is, do we let Jesus approach us in our circumstances? Do we try to meet him on our own terms and give him what we think he expects from us? Or are we allowing him to come and to ask questions, to inquire after how things are going, to invite us to have breakfast with him in the way that he invites these disciples to come to him, that he takes care of their immediate needs, their physical needs, because he understands their human nature and he understands our human nature. And he is fully aware of our needs, fully aware of our weaknesses, fully aware of exactly where we are. And that is exactly where he wants to meet us. So today, let's allow the Lord to come to us wherever we are and have a conversation, receive him, and try to love him as he gives his love to us. Again, this has been a reflection on the Gospel of John, chapter 21. Many thanks to St. Gabriel Radio. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events we offer, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless and happy Easter.